forgiveness of God and then yourself be an unforgiving person. You can't accept the fullness of God's total forgiveness of all your sins of all your life and then choke somebody mercilessly because that person has offended you. There's nothing uglier, nothing worse, nothing more regrettable, and nothing more inconsistent than a Christian running around with no forgiveness for someone who has offended them. Just totally inconsistent. Now, I want to take you to a fifth point. This comes right out of this in the same context. The one who does not forgive will not enjoy the love of other Christians. The one who does not forgive will not enjoy the love of other Christians. There is a price to pay for being a bitter, unforgiving person. And we see it here in verse 31 of this parable. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their Lord all that had happened. They're outraged at the conduct of this man who has been totally forgiven and who will not forgive. They want to be distanced from him. An unforgiving person is an unwelcome member of the fellowship. An unforgiving person is leaven, bad influence. Bad influence on young believers, bad influence on older believers. Alienation from others in the life of the church. This is a person that people don't want to be with because this is a person who, being unable to forgive, is equally unable to stop talking about the person they will not forgive and the offense committed against them. This is typical of an unforgiving person. And so, friends, turn away from the unforgiving person. We might be seeing here almost a form of church discipline because these other fellow slaves go directly to the king to complain about this behavior. They, in a very real sense, turn the case over to the Lord. Church discipline should fall on the unforgiving person. If you know an unforgiving person, if you are an unforgiving person, somebody should come to you or you should go to the one you know to be an unforgiving person and say, by the way, you're in sin and you need